It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
After a Lakers practice, LeBron James was being interviewed, and he said his two kids, who are like both under 15, drink wine with him.
What?
I got very mature 14 and 11-year-olds. Yeah. My 14 and 11-year-olds drink wine.
Really?
Yeah. That's how mature they are.
They'll
be driving next week, too.
What do you think about that? 14 and 11 having wine at dinner.
I don't agree with it.
Why?
I'm shocked that this isn't the number one story that people are, like, outraged about.
Why should you be outraged, though? Because in other countries, like, kids have wine and alcohol
at
dinner.
Not at 11, right? Isn't it 16, maybe, in other countries?
No, other countries. I think you'd be, like, 10 or 12, and you're having some wine at dinner, just a glass.
I mean, not legally, but it's overlooked a lot more in other countries. But legally, the drinking age is 16 in other countries. But it's just custom in their culture to let kids have it earlier. But I think LeBron James was making a joke here, but it just...
Oh, it wasn't serious?
I don't know. I think he was making a joke because he is sarcastic a lot of times,
oh.
But is it not obvious about it because
he's
like,
just
it's
dry?
The media.
But I
yeah.
don't think there's a big deal if you have an 11, 12, whatever, 16-year-old, 18-year-old
I think
having one glass of wine with a meal.
What?
No way.
An 11-year-old? Absolutely not.
One glass is not going to hurt. And here's the thing. People don't let kids have alcohol. Then they go to college and they die and they binge drink.
Okay, maybe it's 17 or 18. 11?
One glass, Alex. I didn't say
you
a bottle.
You better be happy that you and Lindsay don't have kids yet, because someone for sure would call CPS on you for saying that on the air. That's crazy.
Well, my dogs drink wine every night, so what are you going to do? Call them?
Somebody crazy will. They're going to call animal services. President Trump actually talked about Kanye West coming to visit the White House tomorrow.
Kanye West is coming to the White House. He's been a terrific guy. You know, he loves what we're doing for African-American jobs, for so many different things. Median income, as you see, at an all-time high. Poverty level at the best rate, meaning the lowest rate so far. And Kanye is a smart guy, and he sees that.
And Beyonce and Jay-Z, by the way, speaking of Kanye, they're done with him and Kim because of his recent political rants. Bey and Jay are longtime backers of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and, of course, the Democratic Party. And the sources say that they are sick of his political BS. The sources add that they want nothing to do with either one of them. I mean, I'm not surprised, but also I don't think they wanted anything to do with them from the beginning. They hate Kim. So I don't think they ever wanted anything to do with them. Beyonce hates Kim. This is, like, not a new story, so I don't know. And Bruno Mars' birthday was Monday, and he celebrated by playing a second show at Nashville's Bridgestone Arena. And during his encore, he actually brought out Ed Sheeran to sing Thinking Out Loud, and Bruno sang and strummed along with him, and the two cracked each other up by addressing one another by name in the lyrics.
Keep on me.
That is the garbage on the Joe and Alex Show.